Quinlan's Fish Good Friday competition. Lunch for 10, fish and chips lunch for 10. Get your nominations in now for who you think in your home place, in your workplace, your community group, anything else like that, that wants a good Quinlan's Fish and Chips lunch this Friday. Get them into us now. Go to radiokerry.ie/ Quinlan's Fish, or you can click on the Quinlan's Fish tab there, or you can fill in the form and put your nomination in there, or you can email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie. And we're thinking all things fish with us. We've got Fintan Quinlan with us on the line. Fintan, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme again.
Good morning. Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Listen, tell us a little bit about what people should be thinking about in terms of recipes this Good Friday.
Well, my advice is with fish is keep it simple and let the fish speak for itself, Jerry. There's no point overcomplicating matters, because fresh fish on its own doesn't need any fancy sauce or anything like that. So my advice is keep it simple and let the fish speak for itself.
Okay. What's your favourite way of doing it? Is it baked in the oven? Is it fried in the pan, or a combination of same?
Well, personally myself, I think baked in the oven is beautiful, because it's very simple. You have your fish cooked in 15 minutes and it's nice and moist when it's done in the oven. So you can do it with any fish, really. Hake, haddock, cod, you know, sprinkle a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of parsley, a bit of garlic, preheat your oven to 180, 15 minutes, your fish is ready. And while that's cooking, you can be getting your veg and your potatoes or rice or whatever you're having can be cooking at the side.
Okay, is it the way to keep it as simple as possible, the classic combination of butter and lemon, kind of a way to go?
Yeah, that's a good way to go. Yeah. So like for starters, the best thing is probably a prawn cocktail. You know, we always have it at Christmas time, but people should have it more a year, you know, a classic prawn cocktail. You can use local prawns that are caught outside our back door here in Dingle Bay. Alternatively, you can use, we have a cooked prawn that takes the work out of it for you. You just defrost them and put your Mary Rose on top. Alternatively, crab claws are another great one. And again, caught outside the back door here in Port McGee, west of the Skelligs, and that by the Port McGee boats. So they're very simply done. They are already cooked, so it's only a matter of tossing them in a bit of garlic butter and olive oil, and you have a beautiful starter in 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, and then for if you want to do a kind of a more complicated main dish, or just an everyday one, would it be something like cod cakes or a fish pie? How easy or complicated are they?
Main course, at the moment, I could recommend there's beautiful John Dory. It's at its prime this time of the year. It's nice and plump, and you can do that either whole or in fillets. And again, all these recipes you get on our website, kerryfish.com. I won't go through every recipe because I'd be here till Good Friday, and I'll be doing other things Good Friday. But all the recipes are on kerryfish.com. But John Dory whole is beautiful because, again, you have a lot of the flavour in the bones and that. And it's very, very moist when fish is cooked whole. Alternatively, a great one would be fish tacos or fishmongers with skin and bone, any fish you require. And the recipe is on there for fish tacos. And it's a simple, simple idea, but it's very, very tasty and very, very fast.
Okay. Well, what would you recommend for Easter Sunday for someone who's sick of lamb and roast beef? A kind of a showstopper.
Well, I'd be in the same boat as that. I wouldn't be a fan of lamb myself. I would recommend maybe a bit of Irish organic salmon because, again, it's local, it's Irish salmon. You know, you're buying Irish. It's very simply done. You get your full salmon fillet, put it in a baking tray, a little bit of olive oil in the bottom, a couple of wedges of lemon on top, and a bit of parsley and garlic diced finely. Throw it on top of your salmon into your oven for 22 minutes at 180, preheat your oven again, and it's a beautiful meal in itself.
Yeah, and that's the one to go with some green beans with it, maybe some potatoes, some new potatoes, things like that, just to finish it off.
Yeah, whatever seasonal, yes, correct.
Okay, brilliant. Listen, Fintan, that's fantastic. Thanks a million for it. It's Kerry Fish is the website to go to, .com, kerryfish.com. Loads of recipes, loads of ideas there, and loads of examples of what you've caught as well, what you can get in the shops.
Yeah, there's, as I said, fishing has been very good the last week. The weather has been calm. So we've lovely fresh mackerel. There's ray wing, which is a rather unusual one. A lot of people haven't tried it. I could recommend it. And if you really want to partake in Holy Week, the three fish they had at the Last Supper was sea bream, haddock, and John Dory, because they have our Lord's thumbprint on them, and we have three of them in stock this week. So all you need then is to pour the water, turn into wine, and you really have your Last Supper.
You would, you certainly would. Fintan, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme. That's Quinlan's Fish. We have our competition running, of course, a Good Friday competition, a chance for you. Lunchtime today is the deadline to get your entries in for that. That's Fintan Quinlan of Quinlan's, and you can, their fish shop in Tralee, Dunstores, North Circle Road in Clonanagh. Also the Horan Centre Tralee, Quinlan's Seafood Bar in the Mall Tralee, of course, everyone knows. They've got a fish shop in Deer Park in Killarney. They've got seafood bars in High Street, Killarney, and the Mad Monk, of course, which is in Plunkett Street, very close to us here in Radio Kerry. And they have a fish shop in Carsevine Main Street, and also in the Square in Killorglin, and its factory shop in Renard as well. And they're also operating in Limerick and Cork. They have a fish shop in the Jetland Shopping Centre, Clonmacken Road in Limerick, and the seafood restaurant in Prince's Street in Cork. Keep your views, comments and opinions coming into us on the programme.